Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 78 of Off the Field Podcast. What's up? Mobo is back from the 313, ladies and gentlemen.
Glad to be back, ladies and gentlemen. I missed all of you. I missed all of you dearly. I'm glad to be back and ready to just get going.
Yeah, it was a nice little work trip. Yeah. So why don't you break it down for us?
All right.
How'd that go?
I'm going to gap a bit. I flew in Monday, four-hour flight. Not too bad at all.
No layover?
No layover at all, thankfully. But what I did find a little eerie was that I flew out of the same airport that I used to work at, including the same gate that I used to work at all the single time, like every single time.
You run into any ex-co workers?
In the span of me being there 2 hours, I ran into five of them.
Wow.
It's a small world there, but it was cool. When I landed in Detroit, I had to make my way to the boonies. I was about maybe an hour out of Detroit. Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't too bad. I had Culver's for the first time. It's like their little chain. I would compare it to maybe like a Sonic.
Yeah.
Best way to describe it, but delicious, bro. I had a big old mushroom burger. I had like this blackberry frozen custard. I'd give it like a solid 9 out of 10.
Okay.
It was really, really good. But for the week, as he did say, it was a work trip. So, I mean, it was a little boring for the first half, but after.
What were you there doing for work?
I was just training for the position that I'm already doing.
Uh huh.
So,
So I thought you were just going by yourself. There were other people who work for this company there as well?
Yeah, so there was about 6-7 of us more that showed up to Detroit to work. I want to say it was Orlando, Canada, Seattle, Vegas, Dallas, Jersey. I feel like I'm forgetting.
This company's huge.
It's massive, bro. We're all across the US. If you guys rent anything like equipment wise for videos or like audio, chances are it might be us, but I don't think so. I don't think we're that big yet.
Well, you're in all these cities.
We're in the good cities. We're in cities where it's popping, as they've described. But I mean, overall, management's cool, very laid out. I mean, it's very self-explanatory, the job that I'm doing. Like, nobody's really hassling my back. I know my workload. I know what I got to provide every single day. So
they basically had you chained to the bed because you were saying you had like no free time except for one day.
No free time, dog. So the other 2 days we kind of did. Me and the other coworkers that were there, the fellow technicians, we had fun. I mean, we were kicking it, throwing back some brewskis the first couple of days, but we didn't really get out there until the last day.
But yeah, you were like an hour out of Detroit, right?
Yeah, I was an hour out of Detroit, and then, you know, we're all playing the finger-pointing game because nobody wanted to get the Uber, and I got the Uber. Thanks, guys. But overall, beautiful time. I had an absolute blast. I'm going to shout out Cuddy and Steven. Cuddy is from New Jersey.
Kid Cudi, bro.
What? Nah, but shout out Cudi. He's actually a DJ. Funny enough.
Well, he was doing music, so it's a good transition.
No. So get this. As soon as he landed back home, he went to go perform at a gig.
As Kid Cudi should.
Exactly. He's always on the ball. He's never slow.
But he won't go on tour?
No, he doesn't want to go on tour. And when he performs his music, it's a little iffy.
Okay.
But he's a great time. And Steven, the Canadian, our boy in Toronto.
Steve Lacy,
yes. From Toronto, LA.
What?
You said Steve Lacy's from LA, but my boy Steve is from Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, we didn't get out until the last day. So Thursday, we were out. We were wilding. There's actually something I want to send you real quick. So in us walking and just kind of like driving around Detroit, we stumbled upon a group of people. Let's just say they're having a little bit of fun. If you want to check your phone, to tell the viewers and the listeners in better terms, they were flexing on us the entire time. So within this like minute interaction, you can watch the video. Within this minute interaction, they pulled up on us and they're like,
I haven't got anything yet, by the way. No.
No, but I'll just describe it right now. It's sending. Basically, they pulled up on us, lowered down their windows, started flexing out wads of cash on us towards the end of the video. But prior to that, there's two girls hanging out from the side of the cars. And one of the girls goes back in, comes through the sunroof, and starts twerking. Like, she starts twerking. Bare bottom, bro.
All right, now I got it. What it the hell?
I'll make sure. I don't even know if we can show that, but you'll probably censor it.
I mean,
it.
Everyone's wearing clothes.
It's clothed to the viewers. It's clothed. But, that pretty much set the tone for the night. Because after that, everything started popping off and things started going our way. Because we got drinks in every single bar that we were bar hopping. We got into two clubs. It was beautiful.
I mean, besides you, like, getting wild with it, Is there anything to do in Detroit?
They got Coney dogs. You know, they got that. They got the Tigers, but the Tigers were not in town.
Yeah, you went at the worst time.
Dog, they like, flew out.
When you came in.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much, guys. They were playing the Sunday that I was going to fly in on Monday, and then they went back, I think.
Well, the All-Star game happened. So not only were they just on the road, baseball was just in Texas for a week while you were in Detroit.
Dog, I missed everything. I don't even know. I honestly didn't really see the outcome.
There's no way you missed the national anthem for the Home Run Derby.
Oh, I saw that immediately in our yeah. chat. I made sure to tune in.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something that was just impossible to miss.
That it spoke to me, dog. It made me cry.
Oh, really?
I felt her emotion, you know, as she said, "Red."
Well, either way, I didn't really see much of the All-Star game either because I was actually doing this. In fact, I was sitting exactly where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys better have tuned in last week.
Yes, it was a good episode. And we had it on, me and Slater, but I just wasn't, like, paying attention too much. I didn't even know Jared Duran hit a home run until after. I was like, oh, okay.
And if I'm right, correct me if I'm wrong. The American League did win.
Yeah.
As always. Good.
Good. Except for last year. But yeah.
We don't talk about last year.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll just start our 9-year streak again.
Exactly.
Just run it all back.
God, could have 10, bro.
So what was the best food? Just one best food that you had in Detroit?
Oh, easily. The last day that we were there, we got dinner before Wild and Out. We got dinner at a spot called Green Dot. I'm pretty sure it's called Green Dot or Green Dot Sliders. Point in case, they have sliders. They have a menu of like 20 to like 22 that you can choose from, all kinds of variety. You can get chicken cutlets, fish, beef, anything your heart desires. They got it. I had probably about like 6 or 8. I smashed a good amount.
Yeah.
They were cheap. They were delicious. They were quite filling.
Yeah.
And that's a spot I could recommend. That's actually, I want to say, 5 minutes outside of like the super center, like downtown. Probably a 20-minute walk from the stadium. Yeah. Comerica Park, that is.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the football field's right next to the Tigers. It's literally across the street.
So that was a good food spot. A lot of burgers around Detroit, as I'm now putting the puzzle pieces together.
I feel like middle America doesn't have a lot of culture.
Well, that's all they got. Well, to be
like,
fair,
I feel like middle America's hot dogs and burgers.
As I was told, Detroit has a spot called Mexican Town. So, I mean, that goes to show the culture there. But there was another spot around the boonies that we were at called Big Dip Burgers. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I say that is because, shout out to the homie, I didn't get his name. I got recognized while I was out there. And my coworkers were tripping because they didn't expect this, like, 17, 18-year-old kid to, like, freak out.
Yeah.
But it was fun taking a picture with him, meeting him. He thought that you were there with me.
No, I was right there.
He was in this pouch, this little Supreme pouch. He was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to Detroit, and it also wasn't like a vacation trip. Like we mentioned, it was a work trip for Mobo. And I went there pre-softball. I'm going to check off all 30 stadiums. I did that one on that trip in like 2014. But I also want to vlog at every stadium. The only two that I've already done that I didn't vlog at because I wasn't a YouTuber yet is Detroit and Seattle. So I'll go back after I complete all 30.
You didn't vlog in Seattle?
I wasn't a YouTuber yet.
Huh.
I went in 2014. I think it was just like my mom and a vacation family trip or something.
Well, because I thought you had one with the crew, but now that I'm thinking about it, did you go out of baseball season?
I went during football season. I saw the Seahawks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You love that trip.
Well, I would have been perfect if we didn't go down at the 1 yard line. But no. What about entertainment? I mean, obviously you were drinking, eating food. Did you guys do anything outside of that?
Of course we did. Are you kidding me? We went clubbing. We went dancing. The club that we decided to make our residency at was called Deluxe Flux.
Okay.
The only other one that they have is in New York. So if you're on the East Coast, congratulations. Go have fun. Very dope. They had like an R&B night the whole time going.
Yeah.
And what the cherry on top was that I did not expect. First time I've ever seen this too. I don't know if you saw it traveling in other spots. It was the first time I had seen like random NPCs just congregate together like in GTA and just start synchronizing, like dancing. They all looked at each other for like a quick second, was like, what's the dance moves? Okay. Perfectly emulating each other. It was beautiful. Dude, there was, I want to say, like a grid of like 4-4 and like 3 in the back. Everybody just hitting the exact same moves. It was a little eerie, but great time.
No, I can't say I've seen anything like that. Usually when I go clubbing or anything like that, it's just me and whoever I'm, my group, just vibing on our own.
Yeah.
Everyone else is around us, but like we're just going off each other's energy.
We were doing that the entire time, so that's probably what made it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as seeing just random people pop up at a club, Detroit got some dancers.
Really?
Detroit got dancers.
Now, I don't like the club scene here, like, mm-hmm. at all.
That's why I enjoyed it more over there.
I was about to say, is it better over there?
Well, that's why, because people were actually dancing instead of being over here. And like Cali, this? Like, that's bad.
Like this?
Yo, she bad.
Like this?
Yo, she's so bad.
Yo, dude. Go talk to her.
Dude, I had her so,
dude,
so bad.
Dude, go talk to her. She no, I'm scared.
Do three sets of speak to a woman.
Dude, yeah, so Detroit was better than Los Angeles.
Detroit was LA, better. OC. I still think Chicago was the best, personally. But yeah. As far as like throwing a punch in there, oh yeah, dude, Detroit was fun.
Okay.
Outside of that, though, I didn't really do much else. That's about what we did. I mean, so, we checked out other spots, too. Like, there was a bar called the Tin Roof Bar right across from Comerica. Yeah. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of country bar going.
Okay.
It was nice.
Now, I lost my train of thought right now. I was about to get into it, and that train just left the station. You stayed in the boonies, as you described.
Yeah.
How was your hotel? Was it as boony as the area?
So, it was quite boon.
And describe boon for the audience.
Boon is like very outdoorsy, very, where are you at? In the middle of nowhere. I'm in the boonies.
Okay.
But you know what? It wasn't too far off. The one thing I will say is the Wednesday that all the workers were hanging out,
mm-hmm.
as we were outside on the patio, we started to hear, I'm not sure if they were tweakers or just random pedestrians about to fight each other. We kept hearing somebody heard help and somebody else heard get over here. Like straight out of Mortal like Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Like, dude, it was
get over here.
They were just tweaking out in the bushes behind us. It was weird because the motel was off of a freeway,
uh-huh.
and we couldn't really see anything else because it was super dark. But I would say it was adequate. It was adequate. It wasn't bad. Like the tweakers didn't approach us or anything, but they were just, you know, yapping at each other and whatnot.
Well, eventually you had to come home, and it was a wild week in America.
Yeah,
Joe Biden stepped down. But before that, a big, big software update.
Yeah, I was about to say, I woke up Friday feeling like Spider-Man because I had no way home.
Yeah, a big software update by CrowdStrike went all throughout technology everywhere. And apparently it affected like 5 different airlines. What airline did you fly?
I flew Delta. Well, so that was one of them. So I got to the airport with my app at least saying canceled. But my entire management had assured me, hey, you're just delayed. So the source was, bro, trust me, just go.
Did you know what was going on?
No, I woke up to like 2 emails and that was it.
Yeah.
And then I see the phone on my phone saying like something reset, something happened. And the group chat that we have started blowing up. Hey, my flight got canceled. Hey, I got delayed, this and that.
Yeah.
It was a shit show to say the least.
Literally, when I heard the news blowing up, I was like, wait, Mobo's flying today. Mobo's getting affected by this.
Where is Mobo? Put the search team out, dog.
When did it hit you, or when did that news get to you that it was some like huge technology update that was screwing everything up?
So I would say I got it like around 8:45, 9. Because it went out like at 8, right? Or 8:30?
Yeah, the news broke the same day that everything was going crazy.
No, yeah. So I got it then. But by the time I had arrived to the airport, it was probably like 11:30.
So what was your original flight time?
My original flight time was 11:45.
A.M.?
A.M.
And you flew out?
2 p.m. No, I lied. 3:13. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. But I will say this. I didn't connect anymore.
Oh, you were supposed to?
So that flight that comes into that airport was the one I took back. But since it was delayed so far back, it never even left. So they figured, okay, just throw him on the direct flight since that's where his final destination is.
Yeah.
And everybody else just kind of got, like, swapped. But I will say this. I felt really bad for 2 of my homies from Atlanta because they didn't get home till like, Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
They were there the entire day Saturday. They said they went into the airport to board their flight and just waited because they kept getting pushed back until they got told, come back tomorrow. Like, we'll get you home.
this is not thrilling news, as I'm about to go to three different places in the month of August.
What's wild to me is there's a company out there that has a remote for everything.
Like airline wise?
Like, no, in general, just technology. Like, how like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fact that everything got affected.
The people that sent the software update.
Yeah. Yeah.
It affected, like, Delta, United.
It's everything, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty much all the airlines.
Like, dude, that's insane.
Like, I'm sure there's other things that aren't airline related that also got affected. I don't know what, but that was the big story, that it was screwing up air travel for the whole day.
Oh, I'll send you this after. There's a whole grid, time lapse showing all the flights that were live during everything. Uh-huh. And you see just the whole world just covered with all these icons into just blank. There was maybe like five flights out at one point. It was insane, bro.
That's ridiculous. Well, yeah. Like you said, that's not that bad of a delay. It sucked that there was a delay, but like 2 hours, it's not that bad.
Like, I ended up getting home, I want to say about an hour and a half, 2 hours earlier than expected.
Okay.
Which, again, grateful to just make it home, because, bro, that would have been bad.
Well, you made it back.
I made it back.
Mike Trout is making it back this week. In fact, the day of this audio episode, supposed to be back in the lineup. The days prior, he should have already played a rehab game with the Salt Lake Bees.
Bees.
I can't wait for those pictures. I want to see him in a Bees uniform. So I told DPF, I'm like, dude, you have to go see Mike Trout in a Bees uniform.
That's going to be a busy-ass bee, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I said to him this morning, actually. Where is it? I said, you going to see Trout as a bee? And he said, I want to, but I don't know if I will. Oh. You should, DPF.
I would if I were you.
It'll be too late if you're listening to this, but you should. Obviously, I want to be there because it'll be the first game back home for us.
Yeah.
Fittingly enough. So I'm going to be there for sure. Mike Trout returning. Kershaw's also returning this week, the same day. So
two legends.
Very ironic. Very strange that happens.
Right.
And
how dare you, bro? Just wait the day. Let Trout take.
Yeah, let him have a little sunshine, bro. Come on. Dog. Why you got to steal the spotlight?
We can have a Trout day and we can have a Kershaw day. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Let it be after.
I thought people were saying his rehab game was today, Monday. But I looked at the Bees score and it says they have no game today. And I was like, well, I don't think that's true then. So it should be tomorrow. Like I said, all this will already happened, but I cannot wait. I honestly, when he got hurt, did not think he'd play again this season. Yeah. Just because of the track record of Mike Trout injuries. That's the trend. He gets hurt.
We've seen it before.
And he's out for the season. He doesn't return. Except for that one year where he did return for one game and then he left that game. So,
forgot about that.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know what the Angels' plans are. We are definitely way negative right now. Mm-hmm. We should be sellers. The trade deadline is any day now. And we're probably going to be sending away Rengifo. I've heard a lot of teams are interested in Carlos Estevez.
Wow.
Which I would really hate to see that one, just because of the relationship we've built with him.
That'd be sad. I love seeing him in the Angels uni.
Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah, that's like the name I've heard the most that teams want. And I'm like, why? And then Wardy and Tyler Anderson, I'm sure, are both going to be out there on the trade market. And then Trout will come back.
Is there anybody we're like hard for sure keeping?
Literally everyone else.
Everyone else.
So the people I just said, I think, are high value on the trade market.
Yeah.
Which I think it's time we just full fire sale, start from scratch.
What an interesting team this hopefully will be. I mean, we need to make changes. Changes need to happen. Changes good, not necessarily bad.
Plus the dog we just drafted, Christian Moore. Mm-hmm. Rengifo plays second base. But Christian Moore at this rate, especially after the trade deadline, he might get called up.
Yeah, but I could see him probably coming for a couple games, huh?
He was already a college player, so the college players always get caught up faster, like Nolan Shanwell, who got drafted and caught up within a month.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely could see that happening, especially if we trade away all those guys I just named. There's definitely going to be spots to fill, and you might as well just play with your toys at that point, see which ones work,
big facts,
and get ready for 2025.
Well, What a journey we have the next couple months.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd be watching in July being like, can't wait for next year. Art also told me that they have us projected to be the number one overall pick next year.
Fire.
Which means we're going to be bad the rest of this year.
Oh, yeah.
But that payoff. I don't know who's going to be the number one pick next year. I don't know who it's projected to be, but I hope you're a Halo. And I do love, you see the clips of the guy we drafted, Christian Moore?
I did not see much clips.
The guy's a dog, dude. He said, I'm going to win a ring. It's in my blood. And I was like, shoot.
Is that before or after he leaves the Angels?
He didn't say. But he is forced to be with us for 6 years unless we trade him. So, ha!
See, I'm just hoping we don't trade any, like, other key, like, asset.
Oh, my God.
Because the thing I'm expecting is people to be barking at us for Neto or Ohapi.
No. I definitely think Neto, Ohapi, and Shanwell are guys that are going to stay. I don't think they'll be on the move. And everybody else is kind of up in the air. So, I'm sure they're all right now kind of just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. But the odds are you're going to a winning team if we trade you. So,
oh, yeah. Well, we've seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah. With back-to-back years, we traded away players and got them a ring. You're welcome, Cameron Maben and Ian Kinsler.
I was about to say, didn't Maldonado go with the Astros the year they won?
That might have been another one. Not 2017. I don't think so.
Year before.
No. And we sent Cameron Maben to Houston and got him a ring. You're welcome. And while you were gone, life goes on for everybody else. I went to a Kid Laroi concert.
But I asked, that looked quite fun.
Yeah, I know about 50-50, half his songs, 50-50. I would say. So there's some where I'm like, oh, I got this word for word, bar for bar, no doubt. And then there's some that I'm just like, I've never heard this.
Standing there like.
Yeah, so when it started, thank God, he got the ones I didn't know out of the way. Like the first four, I was literally lost. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know the words. Like. But I'm vibing. Yeah. And then literally after that fourth one, knew every single song. And oh, I was like, okay, here we go.
Where was the venue at?
So, Kershey bought the tickets. And I'm like, okay, where is it? And he's like, the Torch. And I'm like, where the hell's the Torch?
Like Human Torch? The Torch?
Nah. So I was like, where's the Torch? I've never heard of this. Like, I've heard of Forum, Honda Center. What's the one right here?
The Observatory.
The Observatory.
Love that one.
And all these other places. And I'm like, I've never heard of this. And it says it's at the Coliseum. And I'm like, the Coliseum? And I'm like, okay, so it's on the field, like with a view of the Torch? That's what my brain is thinking.
Yeah.
So we pull up. No, it's behind the Torch, like on the concourse. And there's just a stage set up around the corner. And no seats, all standing.
Very pop up.
For everyone. And so we get there late, you know. I already knew I was going to be late because of traffic. And Kershey told me to be there at a certain time. Kershey was also late. He was later than me. Oh. And I'm like, dude, how are you going to tell me to be somewhere and you're later than the guy who's late? So we leave around like 5. And we get there and parked and start walking at like 6:11. Gates open at 6.
Okay.
And thank goodness when we got there, they were late or delayed or something because they hadn't opened them yet. And I was like, damn, this line is so long. And it's first come, first serve because it's standing room. And I'm like, you know, I've never abused my power, but I think we should abuse our power. Talking to Kirsch. And I was like, we are going to walk the front of this line until somebody goes, Spidey, Kirschy. So we did. And then we almost got fed up because we were like, I don't think it's going to happen. I think we got to go suffer in the back. And then Kershey goes, you know what I did at Rolling Loud? I paid somebody $40 to let me stand with them. So I said, you know what? I'll pitch in. I'm down for that. And Kershey goes up to the guy that we chose. And as he's asking, somebody goes, Spidey, right behind him. So then I tap Kershey. I'm like, no, never mind.
Oh, my God.
And his name is Matt. Shout out, Matt. And I was about to ask him, and he goes, you guys want to stand with us? And I was like, hell yes, we do. And so he was like, yeah, man, we've been waiting here since like 3 p.m.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was like, I've been here for 10 minutes.
the one time it works.
He's a hero. He's a hero. Matt and his girlfriend, whose name I believe is Emily.
Emily and Matt, possibly Emily, yeah. Question mark. Bless you.
Yes, they truly saved the day and got us like 6 to 8 rows back in GA, I would say. So it was very good view, amazing concert. And it would have been perfect if it didn't start with the people around us. We had this group of like, I'd say 21, 22-year-old girls in front of us, probably like 6 or 7 of them. Mm-hmm. My goodness, dude, they felt like they were in their own little world. Like nobody else was there. This one girl stomped on our shoes with big old freaking boots. Oof. I can't tell you how many times. And it got to the point where it was happening to me. I moved, and then Kirsch wound up behind her, and Kirsch was like, "Can you switch spots with me?" And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "She keeps stomping on my boots." I was like, "That's why I moved."
Was she like wearing Doc Martens or what?
Something like that. And I was like, "Do you have no like consideration for the people?" Like, and then this couple, this husband and wife, they were kind of crazy.
Like crazy, like in a good way or bad way?
Bad. Oh, so they took their 13-year-old daughter, and this is a wild concert. Like, he doesn't make bad music. It's not a bad influence in any way, but just the crowd and the type of energy you're bringing them to. Some people brought their like 6-year-old kids, and I was like, what? I don't think you know what you're in for. And people are obviously trying to move up, like trying to just shimmy their way as far as they can.
Yeah.
So this one group of three comes through, but the concert hasn't started yet, and they recognize me. And I'm like, "Oh, how far up are you guys?" And he's like, "Oh, we're up there." And it's like 4 more rows of people. And I was like, "Screw it. Closer is closer." So I was like, "Can we go up there with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." So we're like, you know, holding shoulders, make sure we don't lose our group. And it's me, Kershey, Ty Guy, and Kershey's girlfriend's little brother, whose name is Isaac. So I'll just say Isaac so I don't have to use that mouthful every time.
Yep.
And I have my hand on Isaac's shoulder, and this crazy mom lady goes, "You're at a Kid Laroi concert, and you're a grown man." Talking to him, not me. Him. He's 17. And then what? He goes, "I'm 17. And she goes, "Okay, what's your name? We'll see if the streets know if you're 17. And I'm like,
"What?"
I was like, "Okay.
The streets?"
And then she's like, "You're a grown man." And I was like, "Look around. Do you see the demographic? They're like 1 million copies of our group."
Like, you're like, everybody's.
I was like, "If anybody's out of place, it's you."
Oh my God.
And the husband was willing to scrap. And
for that?
Hold on. So we're like, "You know what? We're only going up 4 rows. Screw this. We'll just turn around." So we go back to our spot and we're chilling. And then these other people try to cut sideways. They're not trying to move up. They're just trying to get to their friend group that's sideways. They cut in front of her. She takes one of the girl's hair and yanks her to the floor.
And
And I was like, "Dude, the hell,
bro?"
And so finally, the concert starts, right?
Okay.
And he plays Diva. You know Diva, right?
No.
Yeah, bitch, and Diva. Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone was moshing. Okay. So we get just by everybody jumping, moved up like 5 rows.
Beautiful.
Just like a tidal wave just pushing us. And then so now that couple is like on the barricade of GA and VIP. Mm-hmm. And after the first song ended, it straight up turned into a fight. I don't know how. But the husband, all of a sudden, everyone opened up because no one wanted to get punched. And it was just him in the middle. Like, and I was like, "What the hell?" And then the UFC security came in and said, you, let's go. And I was like, "Oh, you, we're all worried about all these people. Like, what are you doing here? My daughter is here to see it. And now you just ruined the concert for your daughter."
Some people, bro, they're... It's just, you know what? It's sometimes it's worth it to scrap if it's like your life depends on it.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, dog.
I don't even know what happened. It's never
not worth it to scrap.
All of a sudden, I just literally see a big opening and I see him in the middle, fist up. And I'm like, "What the heck?"
Bro was for sure tweaking.
I have no idea. But at least we were like, we just don't want problems. Like, everyone's just here to see a concert. Like, let's chill.
Well, I'm glad they got him out of there.
Yeah. And, well, Hold on. Oh. Anyways, it was my first floor concert.
Every, oh, you had never stood before that?
No, always been in like a seat or like floor, but like the seats on the floor. Nothing where it's just been standing the entire time. And I rock with it, but my God, my back.
Dude. Bro's not built for it. Dude, you rock with it, which is nice, though. Kurt, I admit.
Kirsch, even Kirsch was like, dude, my lower back is killing me.
At a Kid Laroi concert?
You're standing the whole time. Well, we, yeah. Do you know how long we were standing before he even came on?
Okay, total.
Dude, like total. 2 hours before he even came on. And I was like, dude, ridiculous. Like, how are you not back there? Like, man, I feel bad for these people.
Some people just don't give a shit, man.
He seems like a genuine guy, but like, if I was somebody, if I was a performer and I knew people were standing for 2 hours, I'd be like, okay, that's enough. Like, let's start. And then he goes through all his songs. He plays a lot of his hits and had a great night. And he ends with Stay. And first of all, definitely thought he was going to bring out a guest. It was the only show in LA and it was the last show of the tour. I thought it was laid up for a guest. And he talks for probably 30 seconds about how he loves Stay and how he wrote it with his best friend, Bieber. And he's like, I'm not going to put any pressure on him. And then he hit, Bieber's line comes in the song and it's just played over the speakers. And I'm like, ah, me and Ty Guy the whole time were like, it's Bieber, bro. It's got to be Bieber. Nope. But even at, besides him, nobody, no guest at all. Which we thought was kind of crazy.
I feel you on that. I was, I don't know why at this Flognog, or the previous one, I thought Frank was going to pop out, Frank Ocean, to play She with Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
Nada.
Yep.
So, I feel you.
Yeah. We put those expectations on ourselves.
I will say, though, he was performing from a tree?
He ended Stay, made it seem like the whole concert was over.
Okay.
And then he goes, hey, guys, I'm up here. And we're like, okay, up here. Where could that be? Me and Kirsch are like, what'd be the most badass place to say I'm up here? The Torch. I was like, dude, guys next to the Torch. I'm like, oh, he's not there. Where is he? And almost everybody's looking at the Torch. And they're like, because if you say, guys, I'm up here, and there's a freaking Torch, where do you think we're going to look?
You're going to look at the Torch.
And then he goes, no, guys, I'm in the tree. And we're like, bro, a tree?
Minus 500 aura on that. Nah, dude.
And so, yeah, he performed his last song from the tree. So random. And then...
he's trying to be quirky.
He ended officially this time, and he put on Juice WRLD just over the speakers. So everybody was moshing. Kirsch throws me into the mosh. We mosh for like 20 seconds. We get out, and then we're like, okay, let's go back in. I turn around. I see the husband back in the mosh, and I tell Kirsch, I'm like, nope, no.
Oh, my God. He's throwing haymakers in that.
He was just getting lit, but I definitely thought he was trying to fight again. But, dude, I'm sure you've been in your fair amount of moshes, yes?
A bunch of them, but yeah.
Do people just violently grab people into the mosh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the contract.
This guy was full fist grabbing people's shirts and just yanking them in.
See, that's when it's excessive to me because you're at a Kid Laroi concert. You're playing Juice WRLD. I understand that, but there's no need for that Juice WRLD. There's no need to rip someone's collar listening to Juice. What song was it by Juice?
It was, tell me put my heart in the bag and nobody gets hurt.
You shouldn't be ripping collars to that. Like, at most, maybe just throw each other a bit.
Yeah,
he grabbed. Like you're talking like.
Yes.
Nah, dude. Nah, they're getting way. Y'all doing too much for these guys.
Yeah, I don't even know how he got all the way back there.
Like death metal, acceptable.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Randy has been what, roundhouse kicked?
Oh yeah, he's been just karate chopped. I'm sure.
No, he told that story. Remember where he got kicked and he blacked out?
Shit.
Anyways, very fun concert. And
you know, those are the best memories, though, when you get kicked in the back of your head and you don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for my day. And we had quite a day with our Let the Kids Play game. We played that the other day. Epic game. I'm not going to spoil anything because it's going to go up this weekend. And you guys
I have
can
my
watch
notification
it,
bell on right now.
As all of you should as well on my main channel. And have it on this channel, too. If you don't know the schedule, by the way, it's a Thursday audio, Spotify and Apple.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, YouTube video hits.
Both, 7 a.m., Thursday and Friday.
7 a.m.
Anyways, yeah, played an epic game. let the kids play is typically and has always been Fernando against Spidey. So we ran that and we had a good show out. We had a good game. And we're also, I think I can officially say we're doing this, playing softball in Cleveland. So I ran it by Chartreuse. Yep. She's cool with it. And I asked Mobo already. So I think we're going to do it one of the days before the games, just one of the mornings before we have to head over to the game.
Like that.
And, yeah, because I don't want to waste our free day. I want to leave our free day completely open to do whatever we want. I don't want to have to put softball on that day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we are going to be playing softball in Cleveland for anybody who wants to join us. We already have a good amount of people. But
open invite.
I'm going to make a whole poster for it.
I hope it's not like the old Dodger Films days where it's like 50-50, but.
I don't think that many will be popping out, but
50-50 would go crazy. Like, I don't think we'd even bet. We'd probably just field.
The girl that's helping me says she already has a group of 14. And then you throw me, you, and Chartreuse. That's 17. And then
right there.
The rest of our group, if they want to play, that gets us to two teams. So that's just with people that we already have included.
Not even including the fans. I hope some of the fans.
That's what I'm saying. So if you guys are in the Cleveland area and you want to pull up, we'll definitely be playing. Like, we won't have to be waiting on people.
What if we just get, like, a Little League team to pull up, but, like, no parents? Just the Little League team, like, we're ready to
ball. I'd question how they got there.
They just, like, we drove.
Then I'd question, how'd you not get pulled over? So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And I don't think I can give much detail on this.
Okay.
But I will next week if it's out. But I'm going
to
be...
allude to it.
Yeah, I'm going to be in an upcoming Disarm video. I was just informed this morning by one of his guys that's in his inner circle and Gabe as well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't want to spoil anything. You know, I know he's very professional with how he does his videos. So.
Of course.
But, yeah, I am going to be appearing in one. So I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for you. I hope it's a banger.
Yeah, me too. And... yeah, that's all. I'm not going to risk saying anything else.
Nah, don't. Yeah. You guys got to be tuning in every single week to see what the hell he's talking about.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know when he's going to post it. I know we're filming it this week, but I don't know what his goal to get it out is. Anyways, every once in a while, you and I like to share new music with each other. And once again, I have found some new songs that I've added to my playlist and I've been banging. And that is all through Childish Gambino, because he released his final album is Childish Gambino. Don't know if that means he'll release music as Donald Glover.
Believe so.
Hopefully.
I think he's only retiring the moniker, but, I mean, that being said, what a legendary run.
Yeah.
Loved all the music he's pulled out.
Yeah. Have you heard anything off the new album?
No. I have not. I think maybe one or two songs just off of that, but with his previous works, I mean... dude's got talent. I like it a lot.
It's like a mix of, because it's also for a movie that he's going to be in called Bando Stone in the New World.
Okay.
So it's like a mix of movie soundtrack and songs that he just made. And I can tell listening to the album, what songs are like, yeah, that's probably going to be in the movie. Like, I could see this being a song during a scene or something. And I watched the trailer and it's about him, who is a celebrity artist, singer, okay, kind of like he is in real life.
Very meta.
Yeah. Named Bando Stone. And then all of a sudden everybody in the world is gone and these like things are attacking everybody. So I was like, okay, I can see some of these songs appearing in the movie. But there's also some songs where I'm like, okay, this just sounds like a song he made. So I'm going to put you all on. These are the ones that I think are the best off the new album. Dadvocate, very good. Very chill. And I love it. Yoshinoya. When I saw it, I literally was driving to the concert, the Leroy concert, and I saw a Yoshinoya, you know, noodle house. And I was like, oh, that's a really random spot for a Yoshinoya. And then on the way back from the Leroy concert, I was like, oh my God, he released a song called Yoshinoya. What are the odds of that?
By the way, do you like Yoshinoya?
Never had it.
Never had it?
Nope.
You got to try it. I know people that are complete haters, but I love it.
Is it just like the main... stream ramen place?
No, it's kind of like a Waba Grill.
Really? I don't know. I've never been there.
It's kind of like a Waba Grill because they have like beef bowls, chicken bowls, fish bowls, whatever bowls you desire.
Really?
It's pretty
That's
good.
Not what I thought it was at all.
No, they got bowls. They got some noodles. I think they might have ramen. I think they have it in like
it says Noodle House on it. I think.
I would double check that, bud.
I think it says Yoshinoya, and then under it, it says Japanese noodle something. I believe.
I mean, I've only gotten the bowls. I can't talk on anything else.
Let me see. Let me look it up. Yoshinoya.
So you've been on that.
Yeah.
A couple ones I'll throw out there for myself. I'm still in that like old music phase. I'm too stubborn.
Japanese kitchen.
That's
what it says underneath.
See, you have me sweating right now. You have me sweating with Japanese. I grew up eating there. I know I don't remember the noodle house, but
yeah,
Japanese kitchen. I do remember that. But some old ones for me. Otis, Jay-Z, Kanye. Absolutely legendary.
Mm-hmm.
We got that.
Didn't that song come out around Great Gatsby?
Did it possibly?
I feel like I listened to that a lot when Great Gatsby was in theaters.
Yeah, that would line up.
Yeah.
Another one that I got, Summer by Brockhampton. Oof, absolute power ballad.
Okay, dude, there are some people where I hear their name so many times and I've not heard one song by them.
God.
Brockhampton's one of them. Mm-hmm. Rex Orange County's one of them.
You're sleeping hard.
I've never heard any song from either of them, but I hear their name all the time. And another one that Slater and I were talking about post-podcast that everyone is on right now, like everybody going to concerts. Oh, I love him. But I haven't heard one song by him. Noah Kahan.
Oh, I've heard of him. I do not know any single music from him.
Neither do I.
I've heard of Noah Kahan, though. He is popping.
Like, it's either you don't know anything from Noah Kahan, or you're obsessed with Noah Kahan. There's no middle ground.
So now we know what part of the spectrum I'm on.
Yeah, both of us. Okay, but yeah, Summer by Brockhampton.
Summer by Brockhampton, Otis, and a good old one, Waste by Foster the People. That's an old
the People.
Dude, that's an oldie too. Waste, beautiful gem.
Oh, dude, Pumped Up Kicks, dude?
Same album.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. They got Helena Beat on that one too. You remember Helena Beat?
It's okay. No. Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah, see, he gets it.
Yeah. Quite a revelation the day you find out what Pumped Up Kicks is about.
Oh, yeah. To the viewers that don't know, just go read it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not going to be the ones to tell you. But I remember for a long time, it's just like, oh, the other keys with the... And then, like, what, a decade later, somebody was like, you know what that's about, right? And I was like, no, what? And then I was like, oh, my God.
That one and the fucking song, Tonight, that song, it's about...
That one I actually don't know.
That one's about him beating his girl.
Oh.
Yeah, wild for that one.
Yeah, I mean, what the crazy thing is with Pumped Up Kicks is they literally say what it's about in the lyrics, clear as day.
And they still played it.
And you're just like, And then once somebody told me, I was like, oh my God, it was right in front of me the whole time.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but I think it'll be a greater revelation if you guys were to find out on your own. Or if you wanted to just stay a bop, then...
Don't think about it.
Ignore everything we said.
just listen to it regardless. They make good music.
That's right. Songs have meanings. Sometimes you get like, isn't a Hey Yeah by Outkast like a super depressing song? But the vibe and tempo is just like, Hey Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And aren't the lyrics really depressing?
You know what's another one is Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
The only song I know by Third Eye Blind is
Jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one too. Well, that's a dark song if you think about it.
Yeah, that's about a guy trying to jump off a building.
The other one was about drugs. So, see, either way, guys, beautiful music everywhere. Sometimes the music is just dark. That's beautiful! Oh, yeah. And he's safe. Oh, he's out. He got him.
He was not out.
They got him. He got him, bro. Look at that. He's hyped. He's hyped as shit. Brandon Drury finally getting to one. Brandon Drury. Round of applause for Brandon Drury.
I need a replay.
Guys, Brandon Drury, up to this point, hasn't made a play live.
Hold on.
Barehanded,
I don't believe
too.
This.
Look at that.
Oh, I think he got him. Hold on. Ooh. Another slow-mo. We're talking about the Angels' first game against the Mariners this week, if you're wondering. Oh, he got him. Nice play.
Round of applause for Drury, guy. Come on.
All right. Soon Trout. And I hope, by the way, when Trout comes back, that they do not play him in center field every freaking day. Let the guy relax a little bit. DH him. Honestly, play him in a corner outfield.
I was about to say, I feel like at this point, wouldn't it be smart for us to just strictly DH him?
Well, now they can because Ohtani's gone.
Well, so. I was going to say, I feel like the center... Well,
speaking of Ohtani, did you see what he did the other day?
I've seen what he's been doing, but...
No, did you see specifically what he did yesterday?
What specifically did he do?
He hit one out of Dodger Stadium. 473 feet.
473 out of the stadium?
Yep.
Oh my.
So now God. He joins the exclusive club of Giancarlo Stanton, Fernando Tatis, Mike Piazza, and a few other guys. Mark McGwire, I think. So add Shohei Ohtani's name to that list.
Stanton was the most recent one, wasn't he?
Tatis. Yeah, Tatis was the most recent. I got to find those plaques. Apparently there's plaques for everybody that's hit it out of the stadium. I don't know where they are.
I don't think I've ever seen them.
And neither have I. I hear about them all the time, but I don't know where they are. I've never seen them with my own eyes.
Who's there religiously? We got to ask Javi. Javi will probably know.
Probably. Who hasn't responded to me today.
Is he MIA?
I'm trying to finish a video, okay. which you've been a part of. You helped me. I think you know what video I'm talking about.
I'm aware of the video.
Yeah. And I'm almost done. And I was like, Javi, can you help me out? I just need like three more. And all the places left, he doesn't like the you know what. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just need somebody to be there. And he's like, yeah, I'll just go. And I asked him, hey, tomorrow or Wednesday, what works better? Because I got to get him before the Angels come home. Because then he'll be working all the time. And we only have tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yep.
And I'm like, Javi, just reply, please.
You think if I call him, he'll respond?
Right now?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see.
Call Javi Garibaldi.
I wasn't expecting to add him live. Gotta put that towards the front.
We'll see if it comes up.
Hello?
Well, that was fast.
Hey, Javi.
Hello?
Javi.
Yo.
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 Hey, I need you.
Hello?
Hello?
Why haven't you responded to my text?
Oh, bro, I'm at the game. I didn't see it. You texted me?
Bro, this morning.
Like he sounds like he's at home.
I missed that shit.
Okay, well, we're filming the podcast right now, so you don't have to tell me an answer. But you don't have to tell me live, but just read the text and respond to me.
Okay.
All
right. I'll see you right now.
All
right,
bye. Like I said, I text him like 11. It is almost 8 o'clock.
See, this is why we love Javi, guys. He's a real one. You know what's crazy? He picked up, I think, before the second beat.
It was one ring, and he picked up.
I love it, bro. Thank you, Javi. Javi, you're a good one.
He also, at our Let the Kids Play game, didn't make it, but Cowboy Jeff was live during the game. And guess who was chatting the whole time? Javi.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we all were like, dude, what are you
just
doing
get over here
in the live chat? And you're not here. Like,
my goodness.
All right. Well, that is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else you want to say?
It's good to be back, guys. It's good to be back.
And Cleveland's coming soon. It'll be here before we know it.
And me, amigo y yo, mucho excited.
Yes. We got a Guardians game, a Bananas game with friends, family. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's literally 31 days in August. Yes. Yes, 18 days away. Oh, one more thing. Friday. You know what's happening Friday? Do you remember what's happening Friday?
I remember what's happening Friday.
Deadpool and Wolverine comes out, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to be having a lot of fun in a theater again.
I'd love when these movies get to the theaters because there was a point where MCU felt like an event every time. And I miss those days. Like, there are those movies that feel like events instead of just I'm going to see a movie. And that was MCU, just movie after movie after movie. Then post-Endgame, they kind of hit a cold streak. And nothing really was starting to feel like events. Like it was few and in between. No Way Home felt like an event. Multiverse of Madness.
You know what was an unspoken event? Huh. It was Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Everybody, I remember everybody clear as day was, I can't wait to blow up in the theater.
Yeah, so this should be fun. Deadpool and Wolverine has a lot of hype behind it, and I cannot wait, and we'll probably talk about it next week, and there probably will be spoilers, so.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen.
You got a whole week to prepare.
You should all go see it. You guys better see it. Don't look at us.
Yeah, I told you. I already gave you the warning. Yeah. And I'm warning you that I will fly to your house and throw rocks at you if you don't subscribe right now to Off the Field Podcast.
Well, I'm not going to do the same, but I will be watching you like a hawk. I will be everywhere at all times. Ladies and gentlemen, the audio goes up Thursdays at 7 a.m.
That's correct. On Spotify and Apple and on YouTube, you can get the video version 7 a.m. on Off the Field Podcast YouTube channel. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. And we'll see them in episode number
79.
Correct. Bye.